Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, Harneet Bala is back to teach you the importance of personal branding.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday and Harneet Bala is back to teach you a lesson. Harneet is a marketing consultant, coach, and speaker. He's known for helping his clients multiply their revenue by implementing high-performance marketing strategies. These strategies result in earning his clients thousands or sometimes millions in additional revenue, which substantiates them as authorities in their market. It is Harneet's impressive pool of successful clients that has established him as one of the best online marketers in the world and an expert in branding who can come speak with us today about personal branding. So, Harneet, first, I'd like to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you. And I'm really glad that I'm back on the show. It feels like coming back to home.
And, you know, you and I have become personal friends since we've begun contact through this show. So I just want to say how much I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, I truly appreciate for having you in my inner circle as well. And I'm really enjoying our friendship. I think we should just grow this to the next level.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by that, but I'm willing to check out where that takes us. It should be fun. So, Harneet, you know that we start the show with a quote. Did you bring a personal quote to share with my listeners today?
Yeah, I think put it like a quote. I think it is like a general advice that is basically looking forward for each of the persons around it. And today, as we are talking about on branding topic, I think there would be like a quote or a personal advice that I would be giving on branding. And I think everyone is a brand. And if you don't think yourself as a brand, you are really lacking into the entrepreneurship part, and you will really not be able to make it what you actually want to make it. Now, with that, I really want to explain this particular part to all of you. For example, whenever we go around any of these parts, and wherever we see like yellow color of like an M or something, it's always like McDonald's. And whenever we see like a red color or these kinds of things, and it's like a KFC. Now, this is basically brand recognition. And every time you see there are like fixed fonts, fixed colors, fixed kind of style of typography, and there's kind of fixed kind of aroma and fixed kind of I would say the complete appearance that has been set up in all of these multinational brands that we see around us. And if you are not copying all of these things into your personal brand, you are lacking a big thing, because people will not be able to recognize yourself, and you would just be like a lot of people putting out content, and you would not stand out. So the piece of advice here would be like, understand what you exactly have as a brand, and just kind of immerse in that, and then share it with your audience in the exact same way throughout the different years, so that whenever you use that thing without even your name, people can actually recognize that this is Harneet or this is like XYZ. And that is where actually the brand comes into the picture.
Okay, so I totally get, and I totally understand when you have, let's say, McDonald's, like you said, or larger corporations and companies. But when I started doing my podcast and I knew that I wanted to accomplish a specific goal, and I had to name my podcast. And as I was going through that process, I realized that I was creating my personal brand. And I don't think that most people realize, even if they're, let's say, a life or a business coach, or if they're a trainer, if they're a sole proprietor, if they're a single person, that even they need to create their brand, right?
Yeah, I think they are really lacking these things, because they don't know the importance of that particular part. And no coach or consultant is out there that is actually telling them to do that. I don't know why, but exactly it is really important. Now, if you talk about just Facebook, there are like thousands and thousands of content being put out on Facebook every single day. And same goes with Twitter, same goes with LinkedIn. And across the globe, I think millions of blog articles are going up every single day. And if you don't have a brand out there, no one would actually be able to recognize you. Now, if you talk about single persons, I think Seth Godin really has a brand that he has. Now, everyone is talking about different forms of content. Everyone is saying you should do video marketing, you should do infographics, you should do Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and all of these things. But if you talk about Seth Godin is just writing a single piece of blog post since years, and he has never changed it. Every single day, you can see one blog post. I don't know, it is like 100 words at max or like 200 words on the like larger side, and he's just doing that over a consistent period of time. Now he's not launching new YouTube videos over there, he's not been getting active on Facebook, on Pinterest, but he's 100% active on his blog, writing 100 words every single day. I think this is a personal brand where everything you believe is right and you just do it over a consistent period of time.
Okay, so right. are you saying then, let's say Seth Godin, who, and I've seen his blog, they're short, they're meaningful, they're powerful, but they are short. And so you're saying that alone can be his brand. And I know somebody said to me, who works at my eye doctor, she's been listening to the show, and she said, your red exclamation point. I always,
yes.
When I think of you, I always think of your red exclamation point.
Yeah, exactly. So this is your brand that you have. Now, when you talk about motivate me and there is a red exclamation in that, this is what we are talking about here. And if you just remove that and you just say motivate me, there are no extra words. It is like, okay, you want motivation, here it is. Or you are just another motivation blog. But if you add an exclamation mark to it and you do it over a consistent period of time and no one else does that, this is whenever there is an exclamation mark with the motivation word or motivate me word, I obviously know it is yours blog, whether you write it or you don't write it.
Okay, so the importance then of including something that's memorable is key. And the importance of branding is that you're going to stand out over other people with so much content out there. Is there anything you would add, Harneet, about why this is important to make sure that you are branding your company or your business?
Yeah, exactly. Now, all the things that we have talked up right now in the last 5 minutes is all about like visual appearance and all of these things. But let me tell you what kind of impact it can actually have on your business or on your bottom line. So when you actually become a brand, you can actually charge much higher prices from your people, and they would be happily paying you without any issues because they are seeing you over a consistent period of time. Now, whenever a new person interacts with your brand, the trust issues come into the picture. But when he sees that when you were like in 2011, it was again with this red exclamation mark and the same color scheme and everything was going on the same font and everything was same, and it is like 2016 now, he automatically recognizes that you are like more than 5 years into the business, and the trust and all of these like know and trust kind of these three factors automatically get replaced up with the thing that, okay, they are into the thing for more than 5 years and they actually know what they are doing. And so you can actually charge a lot higher prices when it comes to brand. You can get a lot less clutter out of it, and you can actually create raving fans because of that, and your content automatically gets shared.
Is there a brand that sticks out in your mind besides Seth Godin that was a powerful campaign?
Uh-huh. I think Gary Vaynerchuk is doing really awesome when it comes to personal branding. If you just see his posts on Facebook or any other different platforms, number one, he's 90% of the time he's actually putting out his picture into a quote that he's putting up, or if he's not into the picture, he's actually putting a small digital signature on every post of his that really stands out and tells them that this is Gary Vaynerchuk's work, and no one else can actually claim that particular part. So he's doing really awesome when it comes to this personal branding.
Okay. All right. So I think we have a good handle on what branding is. Can you give us a lesson on how to go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to understand what your real brand is and what you stand for. Now, for example, if you are really want to be into, let's say, entrepreneurship, but kind of into a fun way, not like the hard work entrepreneurship, but you want to tell people that entrepreneurship is fun. And if you achieve all of these things, it can be really fun. So you have to use all the fonts that are really into the funky side and not on the very serious side. And they look like really casual to the other persons. Now, obviously, color scheme is really important over here. If you want to be like a very casual kind of color scheme, there are like different colors for that. But if you want to be like on a very serious brand, there are like different colors for that particular purposes, different shades of different colors that can be used over that particular part. So there are like different things. First of all, you have to understand what your brand really is. So take out a piece of paper and write down what you stand for, what are the qualities, what you want to be presentable for, what are the things that people want to should be saying on your back, that you are like really fun going, or you are like really serious into the business, or you are like really, really know what you are doing and all of these things. And then get to a point on how your brand should actually look into, and hand over the same paper to your designer or your personal branding expert and tell them up that these are all the things that I want to show up. Now, here I want to give an example of Kimra. Kimra is basically a freedom hacker. KimraLuna.com is the website. She is really into the funky stuff. She really shows the fun side of it. If you go to her site, the color scheme she uses is like really out of the way, and I have never seen any of these kinds of color schemes in any other website. She actually uses purple, bright yellow, bright red, and these kinds of funky shades.
She has blue hair.
She has blue hair, exactly.
And that's part of the brand, I think, right?
Yeah, and that's a part of his brand. And she uses the same blue shade of her hair onto her website and these kinds of things. So this is what a personal brand is all about. Being you and your website actually looks like the same way. So this is like what a branding is all about.
And I actually reached out to Kimra, and she may be on the show coming up.
Awesome, awesome.
Yep, and I'm going to definitely tell her that we mentioned her today. So maybe that will inspire Kimra, get on Motivate Me, because Harneet says you're cool.
Exactly.
So, okay, a lot of people are doing their own branding and maybe don't have the resources to reach out to a designer or to reach out to somebody who can even do their website or their business cards or to construct their business for them. So what do you think for those people, and are there any resources that you might have that you could suggest?
Yeah, I think hiring a designer is one thing, but creating a plan on what exactly the designer would work on is another thing. So my advice over here is, first of all, figure it out what you actually want to present, and then try to break it down into a way that can be done in the free way. And then later on to the part when you have money, move on to the paid part. So for example, let's say adding a digital signature on your images is not a tough thing. You can get a digital signature made for like, I don't know, $5 or $10 at max. You just go out to a designer who has like his designing tools and just give him a signature on his like little tool that he has, and he'll just give you the JPG of that. So if you want to put up digital signature on all of your on your post, it's hardly $5, and that is like one-time investment, and you should definitely do that.
Do you think you can get that done online at fiverr.com? Do you think they do that there?
I don't think, but there might be a possibility that fiverr.com might be giving up, but I haven't personally used, so I don't have any resources online to show that up, but there might be. But let me tell you a cool tool that is like Canva.com. Canva.com is an image kind of creation tool that you can use for free in the beginning when you use their free elements. And if you go to the paid elements, you have to pay, obviously. In the free elements, you can actually use the color schemes. You can add your name onto the quotes and all of these things. Little kind of a little hack on the graphics part of it. So if you want to get started, go to canva.com and just create graphics that are like recognizable to your brand, and then move on to with that graphics for some time. And when you have money, just hire a particular designer for that particular purposes.
Okay, can you spell that site for me?
Yeah, it's Canva.
Okay. All right. Now, I think it's important in order for people to move forward that they have to be able to envision this for themselves, then explore it, and then execute a plan. So what should they physically see for themselves if they want to create their own brand?
Yeah, I think the first thing they have to do is they have to see themselves as a brand. A lot of people don't think that they can be brand, and they're just rushing after making money and kind of getting clients on board. But I think you should figure out that you are a brand, and you have to be a brand, and you have to be recognizable in a certain way, because it opens up a lot more opportunities that you might not be even aware of. So the first thing that listeners have to see, or I would say picture, is all about understanding that they are a brand and people are getting connected to their brand, and then you have to do it. So our favorite quote over here that comes up is like, you are the CEO of Me Incorporation. Make sure you kind of play that role really well. So understand that you are not me, you are actually Me Incorporation, or a me group of companies that you are presenting as a CEO, and then you want to see how you want to make people connect with you, make people understand all of these things. So envision yourself as a corporation, as a company, just like Grant Cardone does that really well. So he has like grantcardone.com. He's like a sales expert and a multimillionaire, I believe. And it really markets him well as Grant. So you can use that kind of thing. Now, when you talk about exploration and exploring, where should the listeners actually go to research? They can actually go to Google and type on like how to be a personal brand or personal branding tips. And they can actually read a lot of articles on all of these things. But personally, I would recommend don't read a lot of content out there. Just read a couple of articles, because if you read like hundreds of articles, you would actually get overwhelmed with all the information out there, and you will lose out the hand on execution. So just read a couple of articles and get started on the execution part of it by adding just a digital signature, a custom cover photo, a custom profile photo, putting out daily content online that has your kind of watermarks or branding on that.
You know, I think I can't help but think how important self-confidence is here, because, you know, for you, Harneet, you're so familiar with this. And for me, I've traveled through it, but I know the hesitancy that goes into making that decision to say, I'm worthy to have my own brand. I have something important to say or do, and I'm confident enough to put it out there into the world. So it's kind of envisioning is not threatening, and exploring isn't threatening either, but it gets your blood pumping, and neither one of those things costs money. So, I mean, I always say envision and explore, because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And sometimes even the first step or two in the execution doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of people actually don't think they are worthy of it, and that's the only reason they actually don't try to do that. And I would actually kind of give a quick challenge to your audience right now. I would say just go out and take the first step, and first step can be like changing all the cover photos on your social media profiles and actually branding it up as you are. So if you just log on to my Facebook profile, it actually says my name. The cover photo actually says my name, and then it says high performance marketing coach and consultant. And then it basically tells them to go to my website and book a one-to-one coaching session with me right now. So I would just kind of give a challenge to all of the people out there, just to change your cover photo to something that actually tells people what you actually do, and then see how people react to that, and then add a digital signature every single day on your all the content that you are putting out, and see and feel all the differences that it is making there.
That's really great advice. What other advice do you have in closing here for everybody?
Now, all the thing that we talked about in this part of branding was really basic. There are some high level stuff as well. So for example, it can be like being on podcast interviews. So as we are doing this right now as well, you can do a lot of podcast interviews that can actually make your profile really strong when it comes to branding part. I would say get featured on a lot of big media stream website like Huffington Post, Forbes, Entrepreneur, some high-level podcasts, including yours as well, and then try to feature all of these things on your website that you have been featured on all of these places, and give them like custom graphics according to your brand's color so that they can actually use that as well, and you can get a lot of links out there on the same colors when your name is out there, right? So there are some high-level stuff as well like these that they can use. So there is no limit when it comes to making a brand. Just get started with that, and later on, you can just try to expand your brand.
Now, do you have any advice, Harneet, about how to get published on some place like Huffington Post?
Yeah, I think people are really making a lot complicated on all of these things. So what you can try out that is figure out all the articles that are getting published over here and see the name of the editors that are out there. Go to LinkedIn, find out those editors, or go to Twitter, find out those editors. Just start conversation with them for weeks. I would not say directly just pitch them up. Add some relevant comments on their LinkedIn profiles, on their tweets, and all of these things so that you actually position yourself as an expert and as a genuine person in front of them, and then go on to the friendship mode, and then you most probably they would be talking to you about getting featured on an article on these kinds of website as well. So this is the process that you can try up.
I love that. That is excellent. What contact information can we share for you?
Yeah, so you can contact me from my website, obviously, www.harneetbhalla.com. And I know you would be putting up in the show notes as well. Or you can just connect with me on my personal Facebook profile. That is like facebook.com/harneetbhalla. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'm active on all of these places.
And you're in Motivate Me Ultimate Support System as well.
Exactly.
So people can get you there. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Harneet. Again, and such valuable information that you shared. And hopefully, listeners, you're getting a little bit more confident to say, okay, I know what I need to do. Now I just need to go do it.
Yes, right.
And so for the go do today, everybody, I'd like to bring you back to what Harneet said about readjusting your Facebook page, your social media sites, specifically your cover photo on Facebook. So go ahead on there and change your cover photo to represent you and your brand. How's that sound, Harneet?
That sounds perfect. And if you are into the group, and if you just want to show up your cover photos that you are making up, we would really like to give you some quick feedback on that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Tag us in it. It'd be awesome. Request us on Facebook, tag us in your cover photo, and we're happy to leave you comments on that.
Exactly.
So that's it for today, everybody. Thanks for coming in. And remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.